Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. I'm Pastor Chip Brim. That's right, Chip Brim, Billy's boy. And I got my lovely wife, Candace Brim. And we are pastors and co-pastors with Lee Morgans at Collinsville, Oklahoma, a glorious church where we train champions for Christ. And we have been talking all week about blessings and cursings, how they are a choice. And if you want to find that out, just go to Deuteronomy 30. He says, I give you life and death and blessings and cursings. Choose them. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people have chose life. Thank God. And more people need to. What's that mean? They got born again, chose eternal life. Thank you for that, by the way.
Yes.
But why not be thankful and choose blessings? Mm-hmm. And it's not just a choice I choose. It's a choice to be a blessing and to speak blessings. Because when Paul says, bless them which persecute you and curse not, the word bless is two Greek words, speak good words, be a blessing. Mm-hmm. So when you speak good words of somebody who literally deliberately does you wrong, then you are choosing to live in the blessings. It's not just, oh, I'm going to be a blessing because that's what the Bible says, and I want to be a good boy, or I want to be a good girl, a good Christian. No, choose the lifestyle of blessings. So when you choose to curse, which that word means verbally bad words, he was talking all words.
Right.
When you choose to speak bad words to somebody who's done you wrong, then you have chose cursings. Now, you still may have chose life, and you're born again, but you made a choice there. So never underestimate the power of your reaction, of your words, when somebody does you wrong. I'm telling you, that moment, if you don't think reaction is important, why did God, why were they instructed at Jericho, don't say a word? I can imagine Jairus when Jesus said, and he hears that, your daughter, don't bother him, your daughter's dead. Jesus turns immediately. Whoom!
Yes.
Fear not.
Right.
Because your next reaction to that bad news can determine life or death. You got in the background of my house a siren somewhere going somewhere. But anyway, okay, glory to God. So choose to be a blessing.
Right.
Champions choose blessings, not cursings.
Right. And I really liked what you said there. Never underestimate
the power.
Never underestimate. We underestimate so many things that we do in life. The little things that we do should not be underestimated.
We just kind of not even think about how important they are.
Right.
Oh.
No. No. The little things we do. Yeah. The pat on the back.
Oh, you know, that's being a blessing.
That's being a blessing. You know, or you could turn to your neighbor and say one bad word about somebody.
That's cursing
people. Yeah. You know.
And that's your choice.
Yeah. Yeah, there. You know, we talk about cuss words, you know, cursing, but there's a greater, when you curse people, it's worse than if you threw out a cuss word at somebody, because it does not bring life to their life.
Yeah, and the word curse in the Bible is not curse words.
Right, exactly.
It's bad words.
Right.
It's speaking bad things, and there's a lot of happening in churches.
Right. Well, and the Word of God tells us to edify the body, to edify the Christian, to edify people. To edify means to build somebody up.
Yeah. That's
to bring blessings to somebody's life. If you are not edifying people, then you're not building them up. You're not bringing blessing to their life.
That's good. That's good.
But I do that, you know, I think I would like to have a shirt that said, never underestimate the importance of your reaction.
Your reaction.
Your reaction, how you react in that moment is so critical to the next phase of your life.
You know,
if you're believing God to go from glory to glory to glory, then that reaction in that moment is critical to going from glory to glory to glory.
A lot of things are hanging in the balance because of your reaction.
Yeah.
Your healing.
Right.
Somebody else's salvation.
Right.
The blessings of God. And James says in 3:10, and so blessing and cursing come pouring out of the same mouth. Surely, my brothers and sisters, this is not right.
Right.
That's why David said, God, put a guard over my mouth. He knew the importance of his reactions. Right. Of what comes out of his mouth. Mm-hmm. So if you're not living in the blessings like you ought to be, we need to be more faithful with what comes out of our mouth.
Right, right.
Because the Bible says a faithful man shall abound with blessings. And if you're not abounding in blessings like you want to be, then don't accuse the word of not being true. Don't accuse of God not answering your prayers or anything else.
Right.
Check your faithfulness with your reactions and your words.
Right, right.
Are they blessings or cursings? Are they good words or are they bad words? Because that word bless, them that persecute you is speak good words. You, logos, good words.
Right.
And good not words. Bad words.
Right.
So when somebody does you wrong today, tomorrow, the next day, persecution is going to come. What's going to come out of your mouth? Because whatever comes out of your mouth in that reaction is a choice for you, your family, and God's calling on your life.
Right.
And the power working through you.
Right. The power. That's the key.
We need to be operating in that power.
Right. If we want to walk in the power of God in the last days, we have to take check on these things. I was reading here in James 3:2, for we all stumble in many things.
Yeah.
He's saying, we're going to stumble.
Yeah,
I know I stumble at things. Thank you for the blood of Jesus and that I can go on. But it says, for we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body, the whole body, the whole situation. Well, let's take this to a situation. If you do not stumble in word, then you are able to bridle the whole situation. Mm. Take care of it. You know, that's the power. The words we speak out of our mouth have so much power. I know Mimi, Billy, has said many times, just talking with her, just casually talking about the words we speak and how much power. And, you know, the Lord showed me one time that we can't, he can't give us any more power because we don't use the words correctly. You know what I'm saying? If we speak cursings, the Lord can't bless us anymore with power because he doesn't want us to destroy the things around us. Billy has talked about that many times, just in speaking the words. But it says here, we will stumble. But if we are to be a perfect man, hold on to those words. Don't stumble in those words, in those moments. So when you say, never underestimate the power
of your reaction.
Of your reaction.
In your words.
Well, then you could say, never underestimate the power in the words you speak.
Doesn't the Bible say that life and death are
in the power of the tongue? Choose life.
Choose life.
Choose life.
So when your tongue and your mouth begin to speak, you are making a choice.
Right.
So no wonder James said, blessings and cursings. Listen, if they're coming out of your same mouth, you're saying blessings on Sunday. You're praying at night to God with blessings. You're saying, but on Monday or at work, cursings come out? Don't work that way. And you know what'll happen? You'll become a bitter Christian. You'll go to church and you'll sit in the back row and you'll look and hear these testimonies and you'll be mad. And none of it works for you. And the whole time, no, I chose blessings. It didn't work. No, choosing it means speaking it.
Right, right.
Choosing it means being it.
Right.
Choosing means living it. And Paul taught us how. Because he said, think on these things. Now these thoughts are going to come.
Right.
And your flesh is going to rise.
Right, right, right.
But take no thought speaking.
Right.
When those thoughts come, take them captive like a soldier with a sword.
Right.
You ought to study that out. But that it's like a soldier with a sword ready to shoot that spear through that guy and kill it. That's captive.
Right.
I take you captive right now.
Right.
And so that's take those words and don't think on these things. Think on these things.
Right.
Why? Because that's the road to blessings.
Right.
That's how you stay connected. Now you want to get over here and think of how he did you wrong? Oh, God help you. That's your choice.
Yeah.
You'll be bitter. And you'll sit in the back rows. I mean, ask any minister who's ever ministered throughout this whole world, and you've seen the people in the church. Half of them are mad. Mm-hmm. Half of them are accusing the Bible and God and faith not being true. Mm-hmm. And they've, you know what they've done? They have chose cursings. Mm-hmm. They chose life. They're going to heaven. But they chose cursings.
And if you've chosen that, today's a new day. You start from where you're at. You put it under the blood. I apply the blood of Jesus over those choices of cursing.
Yeah, stop it now.
Stop it now.
Just right now.
And begin a new day.
You could be driving right now. I stop it now. I choose. Mm-hmm. You should say right now, I choose to stop cursing in my life. Mm-hmm. Cursing stops today. Mm-hmm. The Holy Ghost will help you. Right. It stops today. What's cursing means? Bad words. My bad words stop. Mm-hmm. I only choose good. Ooh, know what you just decided? Blessings on your life.
Right.
And power in your life. The Holy Ghost operating in your life. God's will in your life. Yeah. Glory to God.
Abundance of blessings.
Yeah.
Abundance. Well, you know, and you were talking about choose these other things. It says in Philippians 3:8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these.
Meditate.
When you have that situation come up that you have to make the choice, meditate on these things, whatever's true, whatever's just, whatever's pure.
It's not just meditate on these because we want to be a good person.
Right.
No. There's things involved.
Right.
There's things hanging in the balance.
Yes.
Ministry and people, right?
It's people. The people you're going to trust.
Who are witnessing.
Yeah,
that are witnessing. Because God said in Deuteronomy 30, this is how we started all this, people. Get the tapes. Call in 371. Call in at 417-336-4877 and get the series. But in Deuteronomy, he says, choose life, not death. Choose blessings, not cursing. Mm-hmm. And I will have witness. Mm-hmm. I will have witnesses in heaven and earth witnessing your choices. Right. So that's what we're doing. We're walking around here and people are witnessing our choices.
Right.
So God said a faithful man will abound with blessings, and that's what we're going to do.
Right.
And we choose to speak and be one. Mm-hmm. Glory to God.
Right.
Amen. Now, Paul said that, and he said, you said Paul wrote what? Think on these things. Meditate on them.
Meditate.
Okay.
Yes.
God, what did God tell Joshua to meditate on? The word.
The word.
Day and night.
Day and night.
And then you will make your way prosperous. Mm-hmm. What's that? Blessings.
Blessings, yeah.
So meditate in the word, not on the negative, not on what somebody's done you wrong. Choose the blessings.
And when those situations arise, choose to meditate on the word. Speak the word. Let it come out your mouth. Let it come out of your heart, not the situation.
Well, this has been fun. We've had a week of training champions with you. We are a glorious church, Chip and Candace Brim. And Mom is going to give us a week on here every month. And so we will be seeing you next month. And meanwhile, she has a meeting coming up at our church. We'd love to see you there in Collinsville, Oklahoma. If you want to know where it's at, just call 918-371-4589. And her meeting is March 23rd through the 26th, and it's called Revealing the Glory. It's going to be awesome. If you're not there, you're going to hear these words. You missed it. You don't want to hear those words. Glory to God. Well, this is Chip and Candace Brim. We thank you for joining us. And until next time, God bless you.